Piano, violins, flutes, French horns, just waiting to sing out with music. Now, each one of these makes a magnificent sound on its own, but put them together, and something amazing happens. One becomes two, and two become three until the sounds add up to equal one new sound, the sound of an orchestra, as you will see and hear in this book, Zin, 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 a Violin.
Zin, 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 a Violin by Lloyd Moss. Illustrated by Marjorie Priceman. Read by Gregory Hines. With mournful moan and silken tone, itself alone comes one trombone. Gliding, sliding, high notes go low. One trombone is playing so low. Next, a trumpet comes along and sings and stings its swinging song. It joins trombone, no more alone, and one and two-o, they're a duo. Fine French horn, its valves all oiled, bright and brassy, loops all coiled, golden yellow joins its fellows. Two, now three-o, what a trio. Now a mellow friend, the cello. Neck extended, bows, hello. End pin set upon the floor. It makes up a quartet that's four. And soaring high and moving in with zin, 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 a violin. Stroking strings that come alive. Now quintet. Let's count them. Five. Flute that sends our soul a shiver. Flute that slender silver sliver. A place among the set it picks to make a young sextet. That's six. With steely keys that softly click, its breezy notes so darkly slick. A sleek, black, woody clarinet is number seven, now septet. Gleeful, bleating, sobbing, pleading, through its throbbing double reading, oboe, please don't hesitate. Come, make it an octet. That's eight. That lazy clown, the big bassoon, he plays low down. We're laughing soon. Here, Grumpy, get your place in line. And give us a nonet. That's nine. The harp descends with angel's wings. A heavens blend through magic strings. And when it joins the others then, behold, a chamber group of 10! The orchestra comes in the hall. They're on the stage, we see them all. The cello, harp, and clarinet. The trumpet, whom we've also met. The oboe, flute, and big bassoon, all eager to get started soon. Trombone, French horn, and violin, all poised and ready. Now, begin! The strings all soar, the reeds implore, the brasses roar with notes galore. It's music that we all adore. It's what we go to concerts for. The minutes fly, the music ends, and so goodbye to our new friends. But when they've bowed and left the floor, if we clap loud and shout, encore, they may come back and play once more. And that would give us great delight before we say a late good night.
Quartets, septets. These are all different ways of grouping musical instruments. And when musicians play together in large groups, like an orchestra, they need a conductor to lead them. Now, the person who wields this baton...
And this baton is my baton.
Oh, maestro, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
This is Eugene Becker, and he is the conductor of the Juilliard Pre-College Chamber Orchestra, and this is, as I'm sure you've guessed by now, his baton. Wow, the person who holds this baton really is in control.
And I am in control.
You are the man. So what are we rehearsing today, Gene?
We need a little rehearsal on the Haydn Surprise Symphony second movement, LeVar.
I'll get out of your way.
See you later on.
Okay.
An orchestra is a group of 20, 40, 60, 120 highly trained musicians.
Orchestra is like totally teamwork, so it's like the one person, like each person is important, but they have to be together.
It's like a puzzle, and you have to be one of the little pieces. The conductor is the person who puts all the pieces to the puzzle together.
Schubert, please. Schubert, last movement. Nice, easy tempo. The role of the conductor really is to supervise every note that the members of the orchestra play, to play them together, that's the word ensemble, and everybody must play together at exactly the same moment in the same time and the same tempo, meaning speed of beat.
And that's what a conductor is for. He makes you stay together. If you look at him, he's always struggling to make you keep together.
I remember the conductor telling me that you have to look at your music, but with the corner of your eye, you have to also be watching them because you have to see when he gives cues, like when he tells you to play.
And if there's like a really, really hard and tricky part, he will tell you what to do. He will tell you.
Very good. It's much better. Little faster. Almost tempo. Da, 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 da. Is the conductor the coach, or the general, or the friend, or the teacher, or the enemy? And you know the answer is all of those things.
Now, you know. Good, good. Woodwinds understand something. 33 violinists are playing the same thing, and they're playing perfectly together. You have to play with them. They give you the beat.
Tick, tock, tick, tock. It's up to the conductor to organize everybody into a unity, a unified concept of counting.
One, two, three, one, two, three.
One, two, three, one, two, three.
Boom, boom, boom.
Well, I'll be doing this in my head. One, two, three, four. Two, two, three, four, three, two, three, four, and then boom.
Beginning of the piece, everybody in the orchestra. Nice and slowly, scherzo movement. We have to correct these. One, two, da, da, da. That's piano. And this is pianissimo. And this is fortissimo with accent, accent.
How soft is soft? How loud is loud? What does that mean? They're all relative terms. And the composer indicates where we should be playing within those dynamics.
Heavenly, heavenly.
Dynamic is when things are loud and soft and in between. It's in what, like, range it is.
We go on. You do not know the bowings.
If you're careless and you make a mistake, everyone, you're going to bring down everyone back to the drawing board.
Boom.
I think it's essential for orchestral musicians to practice their parts. If they don't practice their parts, and if they don't know their parts, then they don't play their music properly.
Nobody really likes to practice. Nobody. Not even the best. So I think you just have to stay with it and focus. And so I try to squeeze in like around 3 hours every day.
You have to practice your music, because if you're the only one that isn't practicing it, then you're just gonna be like the one left out. You're not gonna know what to play, and I guess you're gonna be like the piece that's left out of the puzzle.
Let's do it one more time, and then we take a nice break, please.
At rehearsals, we work very hard. The intensity is enormous. The concentration is tremendous. And so after an hour, or perhaps less, they need a break desperately.
Stop!
The key to playing beautifully is listening to each other. That's true if one plays in a duet or a giant symphony orchestra. And we sacrifice some of our own selves, egos, ideas for the common good.
You have to be able to change yourself a little bit so you're like all the rest.
I think they learn to work together very beautifully. And in our society, that's mandatory. We had better learn to work together, or we won't have a society that will last very long.
I think you feel really special when you really got the music down. You feel like you've worked hard and it's paid off, because now you're one of the people that's bringing the music out.
is incredible how all of these people come together to play one piece of music, and how their sound depends so much on precision. Everybody has to hit the right note at the right time. And of course, they all have to play in rhythm. Rhythm is the heart of all musical performance. And when rhythm is your business, well, you can't afford to miss a beat.
Able to be part of a group like that, yeah. Doing that. This is Carl Smith, and I'm here with a group called Stomp. Now, Stomp is what, Carl? How would you describe it?
Stomp is a theater show based on percussion, mm-hmm. based on rhythm,
right.
on drumming, on
precision, right?
Precision,
teamwork.
Teamwork. It's a little family.
So work me into this family for a minute or two, if you can.
Okay, so I'll show you what we do, mm-hmm. and we'll give you a shorter version of it. This is what we do.
All right. Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, yeah, that feels really good. I think I can do that.
You ready to perform?
Okay.
Yeah. Now we want confidence, we want you to look out at the
right.
audience.
That's right.
Express.
All right, here we go. Ahmed, it is really clear to me that this number really takes precision,
yes.
absolute precision. It's otherwise, somebody could get hurt.
And yeah. definitely timing.
Right.
But it's not it. We have more to do, especially with you.
Okay.
Okay? Right now, what we're going to do is what we call the circle groove.
Circle
right.
groove.
So everybody in the team, we got to get in a circle. We're going to start with the feet this time.
Okay.
Okay? Just mark the time with the feet, just to get the feel of it.
Like march.
Yeah, just yeah. like march. All right? And it's going to go. One, two, three, four.
Pipes. And we each have a different size pipe that makes a different tone, as you can hear behind us.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the music? One, two, three, and four, and one.
I'm
two,
one.
Two, three, and four, and
one.
Two, three, and four, and one. Two, three, and four, and one. Two, three, and four, and one. Huh?
Stand here.
Uh-huh.
Right, hold the lids out like this. Yeah, you got it?
Yeah.
Arms fairly well forward.
Right.
And it'd be good to have a back leg out there to support you a little.
All right.
And then we're gonna surprise you with what's coming next.
This okay? is all I need to do.
So you just need to stand there and just don't worry about a thing, yeah?
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Fine.
Guys, I have had a great time. This has been an incredible experience for me, but I think I'm gonna watch this from over here.
It doesn't matter if you tap your toes, twang a guitar, or bang on a pail to keep the beat. If you like music, here's a medley of books you'll find in perfect harmony. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hello, I'm Laura, and here's a book that makes words sound like music and puts music into words. It's called The Maestro Plays. The maestro is the leader. He sets the rhythm. He plays loudly. He plays slowly. He plays faster, faster, and faster. He plays ringingly and wingingly. He's moving to the music. The words in this book are as much fun as the pictures. This book is silly and goofy, and it's great fun. Whether you like music or words, The Maestro Plays is for you. Hi, I'm Kelvin. This is a book called Max Found Two Sticks. What he does with those sticks is pretty exciting.
When two sticks fall from a tree, Max gets to work. He drums on his lap, he drums on a bucket, and he drums on a garbage can. He finds the beat everywhere. Putter, putter, pat, tat. Tippy, tip, tap, tap. That's the rain falling. Dee, 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 dum, dum. This is my favorite part. Max gets a new pair of drumsticks from a friend. The rhythm in this book will make you shiver, so hop on up and get your copy today.
Hi. I'd like you to meet some musicians and their instruments of all kinds. They're in this book called Meet the Orchestra. The orchestra in this book is a little unusual. It's made up of animals. There are four parts to an orchestra: strings, woodwinds, brass, and percussion. Some members of the string family include the violin, the cello, and the string bass. Here's the woodwind family. It includes the flute, the bassoon, the oboe, and the clarinet. Take a look at the brass family, the powerhouse of the orchestra. The percussion section is also called the kitchen. It includes the boom boom of the drums and the crash of the cymbals. I'm Daniel. When you read this book, you can practically hear the instruments play. So put a little music into your life and read Meet the Orchestra.
Good. It's very good. There is no problem with this, but I've been thinking of one idea. How about we ask LeVar to join our orchestra and do a little playing with us? What do you think? LeVar, want to try it?
Me? Play with the orchestra?
Yes, you.
I'd love to. Wow, this is gonna be great. All I have to do is keep my eye on Gene the conductor, follow his lead, and then do my very best to keep the beat. Then I'll add my sound to everyone else's, and together we'll make beautiful music. Did it. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Zin Zin Zin, A Violin by Lloyd Moss, illustrated by Marjorie Priceman, published by Simon & Schuster Books for Young Readers. Max Found Two Sticks by Brian Pinkney, published by Simon & Schuster Books for Young Readers. The Maestro Plays by Bill Martin Jr., illustrated by Vladimir Radunsky, published by Henry Holt & Company. Meet the Orchestra by Anne Hayes, illustrated by Carmen Thompson, published by Harcourt Brace & Company.